Last week, the cable network called E! Entertainment Television began showing nightly reruns of a series that hasn't been seen on TV since it was canceled in 1969, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. TV critic David Bianculli was hooked on the show then, and it seems he's addicted all over again.
It's the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. With guest stars Mickey Rooney, The Who, Matt Paulson, and special guest star Betty Davis.
Look, the last thing I needed was one more hour of mandatory television viewing a night. But I can't help myself. Every night I watch these reruns of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, and I see something amazing. Sometimes it's something I've remembered ever since I saw it back then, like The Who setting off that explosion at the end of My Generation. Other times, it's something I've long forgotten, like that subliminal American time capsule film that covered 150 years of American history in 3 very quick minutes. And sometimes, watching it is like a therapy session. After watching John Hartford on last night's show, for example, I finally realized why and where I picked up this weird habit of playing my face. And John Hartford was only one of the uniquely talented writers and performers on the Smothers Brothers show. The group included Steve Martin, Rob Reiner, Mason Williams, and Super Dave Bob Einstein, who back then was known as Officer Judy. All of them, at the time, were under 30. Yet despite the show's problems with network censorship and its controversial cancellation, it actually inferred a lot more than it came out and said. In 1967, when the show premiered and caught on fast, you couldn't become a hit by alienating the over-30 side of the generation gap. The secret of the Smothers Brothers was that they tiptoed on the edge and somehow satisfied both sides. So you had Jim Morrison and the Doors, backed by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. You had a comedy routine by a young Bob Newhart, followed by several eye-opening numbers featuring the West Coast cast of the rock musical Hair. And, every so often, you had a visit from one of the central figures of the 60s, as in this show from November 1968.
Tommy also has a special guest, too, and he'd like to introduce him right now, wouldn't
he? That's right, I have a beetle.
Yeah, but it's not the kind of beetle you would expect it to be. It's the kind of beetle that you, I think you hoped it would be. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Harrison. Do you have something important?
Something very important to say on American television.
You know, we don't have opportunity of saying anything important because it's American television. Every time you say something, and try to say something important, they clap.
Cue the lines. Well, whether you can say it or not, keep trying to say it.
That's what's important.
You get that? Yeah.
And in that same show, the effort was evident, provided by musical guest Dion singing his new song.
Anybody here? Did you see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone on? You know, I thought I saw him walking up over the hill with Abraham and Martin and John.
To anybody who survived the 60s or is curious about them, these Smothers Brothers shows are required viewing. And they're made even better by the new interview bits before and after each show. Tom and Dick, as well as everyone from Steve Martin to Mason Williams, offer their memories of each particular program. I interviewed the brothers back in the late 70s, and Tom said then that he wouldn't allow the shows to be repeated because they didn't hold up. They weren't as full of controversy as everybody remembered them. But the brothers were fighting political correctness back in the 60s. And that fight in the 90s is as timely as ever. All 71 of the original shows are being presented by E! Entertainment. And getting to watch them after all these years is a classical guess.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.